I was only 8 years old when I first heard the voices. Seductive whispers in the night, painted horror, blinded light. Perversion led to dark delight when I was just a boy of 8, and I first heard the voices. When I was 9 from kindred past, the voices offered power, and so I made an invitation. Through wretched smoke and incantation, my flesh became their habitation. Then foul they nightly haunted me and offered me their power. When I was only 10 years old, my thoughts began to bleed. I boiled the cat in wicked craft. I stabbed my sister, killed a calf. I slowly rent my soul in half when I was just a boy of 10, and my mind began to bleed. My name back then was William when I lived among the sane. But then my neighbors, dressed and clean, with swords in hand, poised and lean, dubbed me Crazy Bill, then mean. They never called me Will again when I went insane. In fear, my neighbors bound me, shouting, "Death to Crazy Bill!" In judgment there, they mocked and jeered. The children spat and parents leered. In anger there, my soul was seared as I was blamed for all their fears. Yes, death to Crazy Bill. It screams their voices, called my name. Reproach of God and man.
Father cursed.
Mother hated.
Mistake of nature.
Love abated.
These titles on my soul instated. The voices spoke their name for me.
Legion of the damned.
Cast in iron chains of hate, my neighbors tied me down. With whips they ripped me open wide, till something deep within me died. Then evil voices from inside rose and broke the chains and cried,
You cannot hold me down.
These voices hissed,
"You have no place that you can call your own. No roof to hide you from the storm. No fire to build and keep you warm. No walls protecting you from harm."
Thus they led me to the tombs and said,
"This is your home."
I could not tell my voice from theirs, this legion in the tombs. They cursed in shouts I could not quell. The more I fought, the more I fell, till I heard naught but cry from hell. Mine or theirs, I could not tell, running wild among the tombs. My flesh became corrupt and foul as legion racked my frame. With matted hair and withered limbs, with rotted teeth and eyes red-rimmed, with bones like brittle sun-dried stems, my flesh became a house condemned on a street without a name. So I lived bare and naked as I starved inside the graves. My food, the roots and pods of swine. My drink, the dregs of bitter wine. My dress, the dust of dead mankind. Thus, stripped of all God called divine, I stood astride my grave. In nightmares then, from time on end, in the crypt beside the sea, the months and years bled into one. My hope was spent, my story spun. For though I lived, my life was done. So beneath the moon that blocked the sun, this nightmare raged in me. Then, one midnight, rude and harsh, a grace fell on the tombs. A storm of fury blew and dashed as thunder clapped and lightning flashed, as rain and waves both leapt and lashed. A violent grace then swelled and crashed. Then silence filled the tombs. When morning broke, the sun arose. Its heat burned in my soul. Legion cried out desperately. They cursed the heavens and the sea. The talons clutched and scratched in me. And though they tried to turn and flee, they could but scream, "Oh God, disease!
Disease!"
That morn the sun arose. then glory, like a blood-red sea, blew in from the storm. He did not fear demonic night, but looked at me with blinding light. He walked across with sad delight. This glory from a crimson sea stepped into my storm. Legion slammed me to the ground with a vengeance fueled by flames. But gentle hands caught all my tears, and humble eyes calmed all my fears. Then a voice of healing brought me near and asked me what I longed to hear. Son, what is your name?
We are Legion, Legion, Legion,
squealed the voices as fear choked back their roar. But then glory raised his hands divine, with power to loose and strength to bind. He cast my legion into swine and drowned them in the crimson sea. I've heard them nevermore. Then glory led me to that sea and plunged me neath the flood. He bathed me in his perfect glory that freed my soul from fear and worry. With just one word, he changed my story, for there I heard my father's name beneath a sea of blood. A dreamlike revelation rose and flooded through my soul. A knowledge opened up my eyes, a truth that rinsed away my lies, a loosening of hell's dreadful ties. Thus I felt this revelation rise and overwash my soul. Next thing I remember, I was clothed and in right mind. My food, the word of blessedness. My drink, the blood of holiness. My dress, his royal righteousness. So adorned in all his kingly best, he called my name, Divine. Divine. Then voices mounted from my home, from the ones who had chained me down. Their hearts were daggers poised to fight. Their eyes were seeing, but devoid of sight. Their souls were shrouded in darkest night. And so they cursed the blessed light, shouting, Demon, leave our town! Glory turned and smiled at me, then said he must away. For there were others across the sea, others blind who longed to see, chained yet yearning to be free, yes, there were others, just like me, and so he could not stay. Glory, I cried upon my knees, let me go with you from this place. I cannot live without your words. Your voice is strength that binds and girds, for the sweetest thing I've ever heard was when you called my name aloud. 'Twas my saving grace. William, Glory said to me, be ye not afraid. My love within you will increase. My voice in you will never cease. For I will speak and give you peace. For lo, I'm with you always, William, till the ending of the age. Now, William, blessed William, stay among your kith and kin. Remind them what your God can do. Tell them I make all things new. Describe for them what I did for you, and then invite them to know me too. Just believe and enter in. Then, William, proclaim among your brothers, for this is your father's will, that you are William, lost but found. William free, who once was bound. Sing, blessed William, sing all throughout your town, and trust that you will ever be. Know that you will always be your loving father's will.